Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for dropping in. We've been waiting for you, and there you are. We've got Sunday night's live call-in show. This was recorded again this last Sunday night on September 27th, 2020. We took your calls for well over an hour discussing, well, the news of the week. Of a lot of marathon weekend talk, the cancellation, how we're turning that into something good. We had a live trip report talking about the crowds at Walt Disney World. We talked about when the mobile ordering systems went down. The test of probably Harmonious over at Epcot. Lots of great discussion. And also we started the show off with the news of the week, a great fundraising effort by the Lizards this past weekend, raising over $6,300 for Give Kids the World. And we close out the show with a big announcement that we're going to be down at Give Kids the World Village on December 5th, a night of a million lights. And you can join us at the village to check out an amazing holiday light display. Of course, 6-hour live show on the air, raising money for Give Kids the World. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less. You want to support the show? Book your next trip with the great professional agents over at the Magic for Less. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you really want to support the show and help us out during these slower times in travel, we'd sure appreciate that. Become a patron and get extra content in your week. Just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast Sunday night get together. We call this our live call-in show. We used to call them our community check-ins. And we can still do that. We're all checking in together, hanging out for an hour to wrap up what was hopefully an awesome weekend for you. Of course, I'm Mike Rallman, host of the Be Our Guest podcast. You can check out all the stuff we do over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Also, one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for your next trip, hey, drop by the Magic for Less, fill out a quote form. Let's work together on that trip, totally free, and we'll take great care of you. Yes, I'm in a good mood because, man, for the first time in forever, right? Do I have to be? Who sings that? Elsa or Anna? I don't know. I think it's Anna. Or no, is that even from Frozen? I don't know. First time in. I can't even think now, right now. Oh my gosh, it's been a weekend. But anyway, yeah, that's from Frozen. First time in forever, kind of felt normal here in the Midwest. We had Mallory's, she cheers for the Junior Vikings, the junior high program that feeds our high school team out here at our new house. And they play football games out in a city called New Melle, which is in the middle of nowhere. I just lost my headphones. It is about 15 miles away from our house. And I'm seriously in the middle of like wine country, Missouri. They play football games. Totally great. And she gets to cheer for the 6th, 7th, and 8th. So she cheers 3 football games every week, which is pretty sweet. And then this week we had the SEC on CBS back. And I love that. That is just means it's fall for me. And of course, Mizzou football was back. Now, this is going to be a football show, but I was grateful for what I got. We got football. We got to play Alabama in the first game. New head coach, new quarterback, new systems. But it was, and we have season tickets every year to go see Mizzou. We sit on that hill, that big grassy hill with the big rock M in it, if you ever see it on TV. This year, it was, not enough tickets could be sold, only 11,000 or so in the stadium. We're not huge donors. We donate what we can, but there's people that definitely out-donate us, so didn't get our tickets this year, so it's kind of hard to watch on TV, but I'll take it. I'll even take the loss to my Bama. It's my second favorite team. We covered the spread. That's all you can ask for at this point. So we have football back, you know, and got to watch cheer, get to get together and talk Disney. So we are going to hit the news of the week real quick. And that was Frozen. Good. Thank you. And it was Anna. I don't know why I doubted myself. All right. Let's hit the biggest news of the week. Just some headlines. And then we'll take your calls and we'll have the big announcement at the end of the show. All right. This news is coming to you from themouseforless.com, put together by Ricky Niblett, who is a great roving reporter. You might have heard of her here on the podcast every Wednesday and Friday. First of all, Florida has lifted the restrictions on theme park capacity. This is a hot button topic, I know, and I'm not going to take a side on this one because I know everybody has their own comfort levels and opinions on this. And I respect both sides, and I know everybody has different circumstances. But Governor DeSantis has said that restaurants, theme parks, and so forth can go 100% capacity at this point. Now, Disney did respond and say that they're not making any changes at this point. So That is something. So I think that's good. They're going to go at this kind of conservatively and see what happens. But things are moving a little bit forward in Florida with they moved into what's called phase three restrictions, which means restaurants and theme parks can go back to full capacity. Yes, and Missouri does have wine country. Also, we have a let's talk food. It's dinner time right here on a Sunday night. And I see in the picture for this story over on themouseforless.com, there is a picture of French onion soup that looks just great. And this story is about Chefs de France to reopen very soon at Epcot. It looks like it's going to be open from 12:30 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. And you can make reservations now via your My Disney Experience app. And it's going to open on October 8th. So if you like Chefs de France, actually, I've eaten there twice. You want to hear what's funny about why I've eaten there twice? Both times on the 4th of July. Just because we wanted to eat in Epcot and that was the place we could get. It's actually a good restaurant. I really like it. Kind of fancy. Also, more details have come with concept art for the update to Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. If you've seen the concept art, which is kind of hard to talk about on an audio podcast, swing by themouseforless.com, click on the news tab, and you'll see that, wow. It keeps its traditional look to the Polynesian with the browns and the angles, you know, the triangles and the trusses and all that stuff with the palm trees. It looks amazing. It just looks way better. To me, it's very ambitious, and this should be done right in time for the 50th. And you're going to have the Moana rooms and so forth. This is going to be a hot place to be. So check out the concept art over at themouseforless.com. Now, probably the biggest news of the week, we're going to wrap it up here, was that we had the cancellation. Well, I shouldn't say the cancellation. We had Marathon Weekend and Princess Half Marathon Weekend both at the same time. Not canceled, but moved to virtual events. So obviously, you know, we have a passionate group of walkers, runners, run walkers, all those folks in the Be Our Guest podcast, Lizards, myself included. Marathon Weekend is always my favorite weekend of the year. It starts off the new year in just a great way. It's like you have the holidays, you get a little time to have New Year's Eve, and then all of a sudden you're heading to Walt Disney World. You're getting in some nicer weather. If you come from the Midwest, it's usually, man, I get to throw on some shorts for a few days and get to run where it's not, you know, I got seven layers on. And the biggest thing for me that I've discovered over the past, I would say 7 or 8 years, is that Marathon Weekend has turned into a family reunion. You know, a lot of us go every single year, whether we just run one distance, we run all four distances. Some of us just go to cheer on loved ones, friends. We just make this a big party weekend. We have meals. We ride rides. We hang out and just, you know, just hang out at resorts and have a good time. And of course, we run the races. So this is a really big disappointment because we had the small taste of this in 2017 with the cancellation of the half marathon over Marathon Weekend because of lightning projected to be in the area, and it was. But these two weekends have both gone virtual. So if you go over to Run Disney, you'll get an email if you're registered, and you can decide whether to, get a full refund, which, you know, it's a big investment. These things are expensive, especially if you're doing a challenge. Or you could do kind of a modified one where you can just get your medals and get a Disney gift card, or you can go totally virtual and get all the medals, all the shirts, and a small gift card. So it's, I don't know really what else to say. We were sitting here this time last Sunday night with Mike Bankhead projecting on, you know, I think we were willing it to happen. That's exactly, I've had this email with so many Lizards and so many friends that have had to cancel trips for January and in February. And a lot of people are still going. I'm still going. I'm going to run down there. So if you can, we're still going to get together and have a big reunion. But what I told everybody was, this is me. And again, I see myself, I'm 46, but I'm very optimistic and I know how things work. But I still look at things the way I did when I was probably 9 or 10 as a baseball player. I loved baseball more than life itself growing up. I still love baseball, but I'm telling you, I would have played 7 games a day every day of the week, and that wouldn't have been enough. And the thing was, when it came to sports, when I was a kid, when it was game day, I would have on my uniform. I would have my cleats on. I would have my glove and my bat and everything packed into my bag, my Gator gum. I was ready to go. And I'm telling you, it could be thundering. It could be lightning. There could be a tornado that I can see out my front window at my house. And the field could be under a foot of water. But I would still have on my uniform because I just wanted it to happen that bad. I was starting to feel that way for marathon weekend. I just wanted it to be. But then, you know, when I thought about it, it's a safety thing, right? A lot of people have given a lot in 2020. A lot of people. I mean, think about doctors and nurses and pharmacists and public, you know, the frontline workers at Target and Walmart and bus drivers and people picking up our trash. You know, back in March and April and May when we couldn't leave our houses, these people were going out and keeping the world moving for us. You know, teachers right now, teachers that are teaching remotely, parents that are teaching their kids alongside the teachers remotely. We have heroes among us everywhere. You can't open your eyes and walk outside without seeing a hero at this point. So if this is the worst that happens for us and we got to miss these races, again, my favorite weekend of the year, God, I love marathon weekend. It's going to be okay. It's going to taste sweet in 2022. Get those miles in. Keep training. Don't let yourself just sit on the couch for the next 365 days. That's the last thing you want to do. I'll be out there every morning. You be out there too. Let's push each other. Let's make it happen. So you know what? We got to give a little, and it stinks. But, you know, a lot of people have given a lot more. So let's just kind of keep things in perspective. We always do. The lizards are amazing. So we're going to make it. It's going to be okay. All right, before we get to the phone lines, we're going to take those calls in just 1 second. We had a big event yesterday, virtually, for the Lizards. Now, we had this, let me get it here, because Mike Bankhead just texted me. And speaking of running and churning lemons into lemonade, because we had a cancellation over in Paris, right? The Paris race weekend did not happen. And Wade Anderson and Russ Reeves got together on the BR Guest Podcast Lizards page and group, rallied the troops. And yesterday, we had a virtual run of our own to benefit Give Kids the World, right? We got to get together. 2020 is a rough year for the village. A lot of us aren't getting to run many races. We're doing a lot of virtual runs. We're doing a lot of runs all by ourselves, man. It's us and the road and our sneakers. That's it, and short shorts. We had a virtual run yesterday. We raised money for Give Kids the World. Strap yourselves in, guys, because listen to this total. As of earlier this evening, Mike texted me to say that we got together as the Lizards through the Challenge for Hope for Give Kids the World. Again, Mike, Wade, and Russ, God bless you guys for doing this. So far, we've raised over $6,300 for Give Kids the World, and the total is still climbing. So that's $6,300 that's going to Give Kids the World just because you guys loved each other, because you guys cared about other human beings, for the kids, for the families, for those hurting. God, I love you guys so much. That's the best. Anybody ask me what's the best thing about the podcast, this is it. We got to help ease other people's pain just a little bit. Guys are amazing. Thanks for getting out there and running them. I was pumped yesterday. If you saw my time, I was like speed racer for a 46-year-old dude. I had football and I was running for Give Kids the World. It was fun. So that was my fastest run in a long time. I was getting to watch Mizzou SEC football, and I was running for the kids, and it was just amazing. So thank you for being great teammates. Thank you for being great, just amazing people. I love it. So over $6,300. If you still want to get in on that and donate for Give Kids World, just go to the Lizards page. You'll find the post there, and we'll do that. So we'll have a big announcement at the end of the show, but right now, let's talk about the news. What's on your mind? Give me a call, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. So I'm looking around the chat as we're talking here. Yeah, amazing. It's everybody on the Lizards. I mean, this doesn't surprise me. We've had the 12-hour shows. We've raised a lot of money over the years for Give Kids the World, and it is such a blessing. It's the best thing we do. Okay, shout out to Marcy, because I saw this on Twitter. She did a 70-mile week. Now, if you're not a runner, you could also be just a mathematician. She did a 70-mile week, guys. Okay, so how many days are in a week? 7. She did 70 miles. That means she did 10 miles a day, double-digit race runs every single day. Good job, Marcy. That's awesome. All right, our first call tonight is Wade up in Nebraska. Almost, well, we got the Cubs in the playoffs. We got the Cardinals in the playoffs. God, let's hope we cross each other at some point. What's up, Wade?
Hey, what could be better? The Cubs and the Cards in playoffs, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. I mean, it's fall baseball now. It's almost October.
But you know what's going to happen, right? It's 2020. It's going to end up being the Brewers and the Astros because they both got in at 29 and 31. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's like getting a bowl game, you know, when you're like 5-7.
Exactly. Yeah. This year you might get in at like 3-7 because they're just going to need teams. Yeah. So, yeah.
No restrictions. Like who has their favorite, the bowl selection committee's favorite color. That's how they're going to pick it, or mascot.
So true.
Something like that.
What's going on?
Oh man. Hey, what a great run. I ran my half marathon today. I had a commitment yesterday. So I got out and ran today. And I tell you what, it just to see the dollar amount raised, and everybody that put that together, you know, I'm still asking people to go to the page to donate. So hopefully that number will keep going higher. I think overall, Give Kids the World was looking for like 150,000. I don't think they're quite there yet. So, you know, if anybody listens, they, you know, obviously when this show comes out later next week, they'll still take the money and it will be put to good use. So that's pretty cool seeing everybody get out there and hashtag their run with Lizards Run Paris GKTW. So just loved it. It was awesome.
It was. Because you look at the hashtag and you just see, it's so cool because, you know, I'm running here in the suburbs of St. Louis, and we just got people running all around the country, and at approximately the same time. Some people did it outside of, you know, that little window yesterday morning, but it was just, it's, you know, you'll take what teamwork, you know, or what team kind of event, even if it's virtual at this point, that you can get. You know, I wasn't totally by myself.
Exactly. And, you know, this week was what, I mean, you mentioned it, obviously, at the top of the show here with the cancellations. And, you know, what a bummer for everybody because, as you said, you know, marathon weekend is so much fun because of all the races that people do, let alone if you do all four of them, or you do two of them, or you do a 5K, you know, it's such a bummer that it can't happen. And of course, Princess, you know, I think they just hedged their bets and went ahead and did that. And it will, this too shall pass, and we will get to live in-person races at Disney World soon. I think I mentioned to you in an email or text or whatever that I saw it coming after I did a live race now 2 weeks ago, and the way they had to line everybody up and spread everybody out. And I sat there in the corrals and I looked around and I thought, if this was at Walt Disney World, it's not possible right now. Mm-hmm. It's just not possible to be safe with all the logistics and everything happening. And so I wasn't surprised. While I was bummed, not surprised at all.
The thing is, you know, Disney, you just got to think about it. I mean, because as much as we see this as just something that's fun, obviously it's a business for Disney. It's an arm of a way to get people down there in a slower time of the year. Just think about how much work it is to put out. If you've ever run these races, especially like marathon, I mean, just the amount of traffic cones they got to put out to mark the race, you know, to close all this. I mean, it's an immense amount of, you know, man hours, and you got to think about every single aspect of that to keep people safe. And where, you know, the thing that makes Marathon Week, any of the Run Disney weekends, but especially Marathon Weekend, awesome to me is that it is enormous. I mean, it's crazy. Like there's so many people, and that's what makes it great, but that's also what makes it not able to happen in 2021, you know, at least in January, maybe at the end of the year, but not at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, exactly. I tell people, they say, how many people are in the race? Like 5,000? I go, no.
That's Corral
no,
A.
Yeah. That's Corral A, exactly. I don't know, 20,000, you know, depending on which race you're 25. I mean, it's huge. And you think of the volunteers handing out water cups. Mm-hmm. The race I was in, the 10K, it was cans of water, sealed cans of water that they would hand you. A little different, but it worked. You know, but just the volunteers. I mean, anybody who's done it, getting on the buses at 3:30 in the morning and the bus traffic and walking through the parking lots to get to the crowds and getting your medal afterwards and your box of plastic cheese and tortilla chips afterwards and your banana and your medal. I mean, everything. It's mind blowing the amount of people that it takes to put on that race, you know. So I'm not surprised. And, you know, with the announcement this week of Florida, you know, obviously going to a higher phase, and I'm glad to hear Disney saying, hey, we got to keep this, you know, keep this safe. They couldn't do a race and keep it safe. They couldn't. So it makes sense. And you know, I think Disney, I think you said, Mike, that they don't want problems. They don't want problems because they said, oh, you know, open everything up. Let's go.
Well, that's it, too.
You just open yourself up to.
And to be honest, I mean, that's a great discussion to have, because we're going to really see from like a corporate level, from like a philosophical level with Disney right now, is that, so say Florida is under tighter restrictions as they were before DeSantis made this call. That was way better for Disney, because it keeps the, you know what I'm saying? Like right now, they have a temptation, because again, you got to remember, it's our favorite place. We have a good time. It's our playground for most of us. We go down, we play a week, we come home. But the thing is, there's that balancing act where they want to make more money. They want to get more people through the gates. They want to open up more spots in every restaurant. They want to get people there. But I mean, also, if it gets all wild and crazy, they're shooting themselves in the foot, because then all of a sudden people are going to be like, no way, man, I'm not going down there. So it's going to be it's kind of a really interesting, again, interesting times. You know, they always say you always want to be alive in interesting times. This is it, because Disney's going to have to be disciplined and walk that line where you want to maybe creep it up a little bit, but then you got to watch it, because you got to keep it safe, because you can't, man, you can get to that line, but you don't want to get burned. You know, it's a tough call.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And you know, everybody said, obviously you get season, you get in at different times. People are more indoors. I mean, there's just a lot that can happen, and yeah, they can't cross that line. And then, you know, then they're back to square one again. And then what happens, you know, are you shutting things down? And you can't do that. So I'm glad to hear Disney say that. But I would also expect that they can't have an outbreak. They don't need bad PR. You know, they run a race like Marathon Weekend and something happens. I mean, not good.
Yeah, totally.
And by something happened, I mean, obviously we're talking about outbreaks and, you know, people, you know, catching viruses and all. You don't need that. So it's interesting times. There's no doubt about that. So but I don't know. I think maybe, Mike, you said it too. I thought at first wine and dine maybe in the fall, but, you know, I think they've got to see other races like Boston, New York, Chicago go off before Disney pulls in 15 or 20,000 people again for a race.
I agree. And the thing is,
that could be marathon.
Well, and there's talks of those things happening possibly in the, you know, early fall 2021. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, you can't just throw together a marathon week, even though they have the infrastructure, you know, they have all the, you know, they have the game plan. They don't have to come up with things from scratch, but I mean, it still would be tough. Say that a race happens in September successfully, another one happens in October. That is super tight to get people registered and pull off a January race weekend at that scale.
It is. I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to take our money again?
Yeah,
and then,
hey, it's,
and then,
you know,
and then I love it. It's like, you'll get your money back 3 months later, by the way.
Totally. But the thing is, you know, the thing is, like, I signed up for Dopey and I was doing the glass slipper. So all of a sudden I'm like, woohoo, you know, cause I'm taking the refund on both, because I mean, if I like buy the, we figured it out, we did some math, and if you do the, and I'm not against virtual races. I know everybody does their own thing, which is awesome. But like, when you looked at the price of the shirt, Scott sent me something, like he broke it down. It was like $50 a shirt. Like, I mean, I have so many shirts. My wife doesn't even want me to come in with them when I get them from the race weekends. Like, she wants to throw them away. So if she found out I was paying like $50 for a virtual shirt, she would be fired up. So I got a happy wife, happy life.
I'm in the same boat. I get, my drawers are overstuffed with shirts. She goes, where do you want to put all these? You're going to get, I told her, you know, I said, well, Dopey, you know, I'll get six more. She goes, I don't know where you're going to put them.
Exactly. So,
let alone those six medals, you know, but yeah, it's a lot. It's expensive. I was signed up for Wine and Dine Challenge. And then of course, Dopey, and so same, you know, same amount of, you're looking at $1,000 refund here, which is great. I'll take that back. And, yeah, I'm not going to complain at all, but I would rather be running the race with all our friends and, you know, all that, of course, too. So, but it'll be interesting. I think us as a company, we have big events, and we scrapped 2021. We said, you know what? No, we're resetting January 2022 with our events. And we get thousands of hairdressers together doing events. And we also do things in Hawaii. And, you know, you just can't, you've got to book all those out way in advance. Mm-hmm. Can't do it on the turn, you know, spur of the moment. So working at 2022, hopefully 2021, we all get good news and things, you know, turn around and happen. And you know, then we can move towards that. And that's what I hope.
Absolutely.
As we all do.
I agree. And the thing is, too, you know, wrapping this up, you know, I'm just excited that, you know, Walt Disney World's theme parks have been open since July. You know what? And now we're a blink away from October. And, you know, I didn't know, you know, when they opened in July, it was a crapshoot to me. I mean, You know, trust me, this is what this is my business. I wanted it to happen. And I've prayed that everybody will stay safe because I know, you know, outside of myself, how many cast members depend on that place to work? You know what I'm saying? They need to go to work. And, you know, it's just, it drives so much. And the thing is like, it's, you know, I shouldn't even say it. I hate jinx and stuff, but the thing is, I'm just so glad that Disney has put together protocols they can follow that are keeping people safe and that people are still having fun in a modified fashion, and that right now it's going as well as it can be. So let's just keep hoping that we can just get incremental steps, keep everybody safe, and still keep having the good times that we can. I'm thankful for what we have.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going down in less than a month and planning on it, having a great time. Modified, you know, parks closing early, going to be kind of weird, but okay. That's all right. I go back and do things that I didn't do when we were at the parks till midnight. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
It's nice. It's nice to not be tired. It's so crazy to get up late and like, you know, like, oh my gosh, I'm getting to bed before midnight. It's crazy.
Right. It'll be fun. Well, I know you probably have Alfred trying to get in because I know he just got back. So I don't want to take up too much time here, but I had to call in and chat real quick, Mike. So
I didn't get to talk to you last week, so I sure appreciate it.
It was a busy show. It was great to hear Mike Bankhead. You know what? He's one of a kind. And like I said, this too shall pass, and we'll all be back together soon in our bright yellow shirts and headbands and hats and sneakers. And Scotty G will have on like his bright yellow everything. So
yes,
it'll be cool.
You'll see him coming from 7 miles away. All right, Wade. Have a good week, buddy. That's good talking to you. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
See
take
you later.
Care.
Bye-bye. All right, let's get to our next caller. Good talking to Wade up in Nebraska. And oops, I think I just lost the 203 call. I think it was Eric. Give us a call, the 203 area code. All right, 407-413-9395. Lots of chat, the folks that are doing the virtual. Hoping they're getting their medals in time for marathon weekend. That'd be nice. You can wear those around. I'm going to go down and run. I'm just going to wear an old dopey shirt. I'm not really worried about the shirts and the medals this year. I'm just going to forego those and take the money. It's a good year to kind of put the money in the bank, but I'll be there and just skip the pictures and all that good stuff and have a good time with you guys. I can't wait. All right, next caller is on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. My name is Tara.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I'm a big fan of your show. I want to thank you for always being family friendly because usually my kids are in the car.
Well, okay, here's the deal. Do you want to know the truth? When I'm watching SEC football, sometimes it gets a little hairy. It gets a little on the line. So I'm just saying, other than that, we're all good. It's Disney. Now, football, okay.
That's really good. My children are, home of Oklahoma Sooners and Texas Tech. Oh. So they hear a lot of that, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Both teams. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to give you a little bit of our trip report. We went on Tuesday and just came home yesterday. And we flew out from DFW Airport, arrived in CO on Tuesday, and took Magical Express to the Beach Club Villas. And just, we really had a great time. Beach Club felt empty, to be honest with you. Almost the whole resort.
So let me ask you about that. When you have a resort like that, do you feel like, is it cool to you? Like, do you enjoy that? Or does it feel like, God, I wish there were some more people around? It's almost like, you know, haunted or something, you know, when there's not a lot of life going on.
Right. It was actually very enjoyable.
Yeah, I'll take it.
We really liked it. By Friday, the resort picked up and there was a lot more people. But beginning of the week, it was very quiet.
Was Storm Along Bay open for you guys?
It was. It is open. And Hurricane Hannah's there was open at the pool. So that was really nice. And there's not too much open still at the beach club, but the yacht club has a little bit more available.
Nice. I love the beach club. You know what's weird about the beach club? I can smell it. Just you're talking about it, and I can smell it. It's so funny how those smells, like, you know, pirates or like Haunted Mansion, but beach club has a smell. It's that clean, clean smell. I can smell it right now.
You are right. That's right. Well, we went to Magic Kingdom on Wednesday, and we got there at 8:30. They let us into the park. We were back on Seven Dwarfs by maybe 8:34. And I think we did four or five rides by 9:30 a.m.
Wow. That is good stuff.
We thought was pretty great. Yeah, it was really great. Wednesday was fantastic. Thursday, we went to Hollywood Studios. It was our first time to get to do Rise of Resistance and see everything that was over with the Star Wars side, as well as Toy Story Land. And that was just a great experience. Our kids loved it. We loved it. We were so impressed with what they did.
So now, you said this is your first time doing both lands?
It was, yes. So it was the first time we got to see both of those. And we have a four-year-old and a one-year-old, so they really wanted to do the Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
But our son, our four-year-old, ended up doing all the Star Wars stuff because he's very tall. And I think we created a new Star Wars fan. At the end of the day, he wanted to be a Jedi. He had to get a lightsaber. And now we're thinking we're going to have to start teaching him all about the movies.
Oh, yeah. He's got to get it. When it comes back, he needs to do the Trials of the Temple. That is the cutest thing ever for your kid if they're into Star Wars. Once that comes back on the stage over there. By
I know. Yeah. Yes, I hope they bring that back.
Absolutely. It's so fun. Now, did it, let me ask you this. Now, were you trying to stay away from spoilers from both lands, being a Disney fan and, you know, having all this planned out, or did you kind of know what to expect?
No, we knew what to expect. So I had done Toy Story Land, but the rest of my family had not. And so I knew what to expect, but they didn't. And we actually showed our four-year-old videos of like riding Slinky Dog. And during quarantine, we even put him in a laundry basket and like made an interactive ride.
That's awesome.
So he knew what to expect. So he was more than excited to see the Slinky Dog ride. And that's his favorite. We were lucky we got to ride it about four times throughout the day.
Oh, yes.
Well, and he really loved it.
What's your four-year-old's name?
Logan.
Hey, Logan. So he can listen to this on Thursday when it comes out on the feed. So, Logan, probably exactly. My favorite ride, too. I love Slinky Dog. Good taste.
Yeah, he's got great taste. But we were surprised at the crowds at Hollywood Studios. It was much more crowded than we had at Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
So that was a little more, it was just surprising. And we couldn't believe we got there an hour early. We were there at 9 a.m. for the 10 a.m. opening. We were in line. There's about five lines. We were probably 30 back. And when they opened the gates, I mean, people started sprinting to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Oh, yeah. It's like the old Toy Story rush.
Exactly. I've never seen people sprint to a ride, but we didn't get to do that one. The lines were just too long throughout the day, but we'll hit that one next time.
Yeah. You know what? It's a really, really fun little ride. But, I mean, it's not my favorite. It's fun. It's a cute little ride. But again, I'm not into like the little Mickey Mouse cartoons that are popular now with a lot of people. I'm not saying I don't like Mickey Mouse, but not the new like Mickey Mouse shorts. I'm not into all that. I don't watch it. So, but it's a fun ride. You'll get on it. It'll be fun.
Yes, we'll go back. We'll see it another time.
Nice. So what?
But it was overall a great trip. And
what about dining? Did you guys do counter service? Were you down there when the mobile order stuff crashed at the end of your trip? I know that was just a couple days ago.
We were. Yeah, that was on Friday. So we were at Magic Kingdom when that happened, and we could not do any mobile ordering. So it was a bit chaotic. We actually did a couple of reservations. So Wednesday we ate at Liberty Tree Tavern, and that was our first time dining there.
Oh my! You didn't happen to have a waitress named Sandy, did you? Because that was our waitress, and she was awesome.
We didn't, but it was still so good. Service was great. Food was fantastic. It was a great experience.
Love it. Now, we ate over.
And then actually, Thursday,
real quick, when we ate at Liberty Tree, just so that you know, we're talking about social distancing, we ate over in Golden Horseshoe.
Yeah.
We ate next door. That's how far they had to spread out. They're like, you guys, get out of here. We're going next door. So it was nice.
We were the same. We were off like by ourselves. There was no one near us.
And I don't mind that. Just don't forget to bring another batch of macaroni and cheese. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave me hanging. I need that dessert too.
Yes.
So what else did you guys eat?
We actually ate at Sci-Fi Diner at Hollywood Studios.
Nice.
We loved that.
That's fun. That is a fun place.
It is. It's got such great atmosphere. I know that everyone is mixed on the food, but we thought it was really good food. Service was good. And, you know, our kids loved dining in a car. That was just a cool experience for them.
That is cool. That is, yeah, it is. It's a novelty unless you're like a Rallman, because we go to so many sports events. We eat in the car all the time, like on the way to cheerleading or something. Yeah, so.
No, right, exactly.
I've never.
We're not cycling.
I'm 46. I've never been to a real drive-in in my life. We just didn't have them around here too much. There's one at like 40 miles away, but I've never been to a real drive-in. So I love that place. It's as close as I've ever gotten.
Yeah, we do too. We do too. And you know, I have to say, I know people are bummed that the parks are closing early, but for us, it was fantastic because we were there really early. We shut the parks down at, you know, 6 and 7 p.m. We didn't really leave the parks till like 7:30 when we were done shopping. And then we got our kids back to the hotel and in bed in time. So it was great. And then they were ready to do the next day.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about this. It's the perfect time for somebody like me. I kind of eat at 4 o'clock. I get up super early. I go to bed. It's like the old person's touring, you know, era. You know what I'm saying? Because like I was like in bed by like 10:30. I'm like, this is awesome. Usually I'm in bed at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm groggy the next morning because I get up early anyway. God, do you We can get, no, I don't want to keep these park hours forever, but it's good for me. This is my schedule. Get up early, go to bed early, and not go hard. I love it.
Exactly. We were also there when Epcot was testing the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And 23rd.
Since we were right there at the beach club, we kept hearing them. So we had to go out there and sneak if we could see them. And I don't know if we were too low to see them, but we could see, like, fire. And so we were trying to get a sneak peek. So hopefully some people maybe got some videos if they were higher up, but nice. We could see there was definitely some sort of fire that they were testing out.
At this point, we'll take any kind of fireworks. It doesn't matter. It could be like, you know, my old town of 50,000, the old 4th of July. Dude, that'd be great. I'll take anything at this point.
That's how we were. It was exciting just to hear the sounds. We were just thrilled about that part.
Yes. Dude, if they would happen to put on the Illumination soundtrack and to shoot off a few shells, people would be losing their minds. It'd break Twitter. Twitter would be a mess. I heard Illuminations. I saw the torches. I heard fireworks. They're bringing it back. Yeah, I can totally hear them.
Exactly. I would be okay with that.
Yeah, me too. Amen. I've told so many people, I said, you know, all this stuff started happening. As soon as they took away Illuminations, the world fell apart. So just, you know, I don't know if one means the other, but I think it might.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're onto something.
That's it. Hey, well, I appreciate you calling in. I'm so glad you had a great trip. And don't be a stranger. Give us another call and tell Logan great choice on that Slinky Dog.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. How many people want some fireworks? Would you rather have fireworks and parades or low crowds? Answer in the chat. We talked about that on Friday. I am still the traditionalist. Give me a Main Street electrical parade. Give me spectral magic and wishes. The 1-2 punch before you go to bed at night at the Magic Kingdom. Give me Tapestry of Nations and Illuminations and then tuck me in. That is the perfect evening. You don't have a parade at the studios, but how about a Fantasmic? Or a Star Wars fireworks. Remember the Frozen fireworks? Those were incredible. It snowed in the studios in July. That was an awesome fireworks show as well. How about those fireworks? Do you want them back or would you just rather have the low crowds? 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Shout out to Stephanie in the live chat. She's a former cast member coordinator at Jedi Training. Definitely a must do for kiddos when it comes back. She also got to work Star Tours and Muppets. That's awesome. I love hearing from cast members that make the magic for all of us. God, it's so cool. 407-413-9395. Maggie says she loves sci-fi. You go there for the burgers and the milkshakes. Just enjoy that. I agree. I mean, you're in a drive-thru, right? Or drive-thru. You're in a drive-in. I mean, if you're in like an old 50s car, don't you need a milkshake? I think you've got to have a milkshake in your hand. All right. 407-413-9395. Give us a call. Oh, let me reset Skype. Looks like we're having a couple issues. Just takes 2 seconds and it'll be back up. Should I make the announcement now? No, not yet. 407-413-9395. Reset. Give us a call. 407-413-9395. Next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Marlessa. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you up in NYC. What's going on?
I saw your pace the other day. That was awesome. Dude, I think it was like 9 minutes and change, right?
Christmas morning, man. I was raising money for Give Kids World, and I had Mizzou football that day. I was just like, I'm getting this done. I'm excited. Let's go. And then I came inside. Here's the thing. So Saturday morning, I came inside. I woke up the whole house. I'm like, it's football Saturday. My wife got mad at me. Mallory got mad. I was like, I don't care. I just ran 13 miles. We're having a good day. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Whenever I get excited, I get in trouble. So that was how it went around here.
I understand. When I like have exciting days, I'm just like over the top. Nothing can put me down.
That's it.
I totally get it. Up here, like, I'm still dealing with some humidity, unfortunately. Like, I was over the, I mean, I felt like it was Christmas morning a week or so ago when it was in the 50s and low humidity. I felt like I was, you know, like the Flash or something. But then it's like, oh, 87% humidity at the end of September. Are you kidding me?
It's so funny, too, because, like, in your mind, you're like, God, I should be going way fast. I can tell by my pace what the temperature is, or the humidity more. It's so funny. Once you're a runner, you can realize you don't even have to look at the temperature. Like, okay, my pace was 10:30. Like, okay, it's humid. It's 10 minutes. Okay, it was cool and it wasn't humid. It's so fun. I mean, it is no joke.
Oh, absolutely. And so with running in mind, you know, obviously I have to, you know, briefly discuss the big news of the week for us runners about marathon weekend. So I know that you kind of already feel, but, you know, there's a lot of mixed emotions, you know, cause obviously this is going to be my first in-person, run Disney, weekend. Cause I've done, you know, a couple of the virtual 5Ks, but I was, you know, upset, but I've been, I think, doing a pretty good job of thinking about it from the positive side as well, because I know, like, for me personally, you know, like I said, I think in the Discord that, even though this in-person marathon weekend isn't, you know, working out, I'm still glad in a way that I did register for it, because it's been kind of a motivating force for me during COVID. It's,
yeah,
you know, training for that 10K that I originally was going to run in January. And I still going to do that with you and all the other lizards. You know, wherever I think Joe has us running with those awesome, courses he's been plotting out. But, you know, it really has gotten me through. Like, I ran my first 10K this summer. I, you know, had my fastest 5K, and if I hadn't registered for that race, like, I'd like to think I would still have some great milestones, but I'm not sure. So I'm looking at it that way. And also, again, I am still going down in January. I know you are as well. I know a lot of lizards are on the fence, totally understand that. But, you know, I'm just hoping to still see as many people as possible, and that, you know, I'm confident we'll have a great time, because, like you said, and I believe this too, like, you know, try to run for, you know, yourself and, like, your health and your own goals. And, you know, if I have to wait a little longer for that first in-person Disney race, that kind of sucks, but it'll be even more exciting, whether it's Wine and Dine or 2022 marathon weekend, which might be more likely.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, too, like, I feel bad for folks like you, that this is going to be your first experience. Like, it's not so bad for me, because I've, you know, like, I've gone and I know exactly what it's all about, you know, and I've done it so many times. You know, I've got the medals on the wall. I've got the shirts. You know, that's what makes me sad, is that I know, you know, it's going to be delayed. And like I said, you know, when I go down in January, I'm not going to do the virtual, because I got a closet full of shirts and I have some medals and stuff, and I've gotten those and they're treasures for me. But, you know, you are going to get there, but I really do. I mean, when I heard the announcement, it didn't hurt me as much, is that because we have such a big running group, is that I knew so many people, this was their first marathon. This was their first 10K. This was their first Dopey. You know, this was their first ever race weekend of any sort. And, you know, that's the thing that's the punch in the gut for me. And I'll get there and I'll do another one. You know, I've been blessed to get to do them, but I do feel bad, because I know that you've been calling in the whole COVID, you know, quarantine situation. Like, we're going to do them, so excited. And it's like, when I heard that, I'm like, oh, Marlesa's not going to get there, you know, but it'll happen. But, you know, I heard that, and it's just, you know, you just want your friends to have good things, you know, and it's just, again, it's just another robbery of 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That was definitely the gut punch. Like, there was part of me that had, I guess, belated FOMO, like, oh, like, if only I had, I guess, maybe trained for my first 10K or half marathon earlier, and I had snuck in marathon weekend 2020 or Princess 2020 or something, like, just so I would, like, you know, have one in the bag, at least one in the bag to kind of look back on, because it is, like, you know, a bit extra delayed, like you said, like, for me to have that first experience. But you know, it's still, so I am still sad about it, but I am doing my best to be positive, because I know that, again, I am glad that I'm still going down. I'm glad that a lot of blizzards are still going down. Hopefully me being on the phone, being like kind of sad, but also positive, will inspire the people in the fence to try to go.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to motivate everybody. Go this January. Don't everybody just like not go this January and hold off, because I want to be able to still register for 2022, people. So come on. Just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, and I am still really excited to go down in January and to, of course, see all the lizards, because, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. And I didn't get to call in last week with you and Mike, but, you know, it's no exaggeration that, you know, the podcast and the lizards have really, you know, gotten me like through this time and, you know, just continuing to like deepen these like friendships, even though we're all virtual right now, like through calling in with you, through the Facebook groups, through Zoom calls, all that stuff. Like, it's been really like, you know, a godsend during this time to like have this community in general, but definitely during this time as well.
I agree. And you know what? The good thing about our community is that everybody's positive, and we've time and time again turned lemons into lemonade. And we're going to do that with the announcement here in just a second. But yeah, we're going to make it happen. And I can't wait for January. But I'll be
absolutely.
But guess what? I'll be at Walt Disney World before January. I can't wait.
I know. I'm trying to sneak. Oh man, I've been trying to sneak down there. I don't think the end of October thing will happen for me, but I'm like definitely getting jealous of all the. I mean, I know the crowds have been a little higher, but really quickly, I do want to say that like I am glad that for now Disney is still being cautious, and I hope they continue to do that, because, you know, aside from like they obviously don't want any negative PR if, you know, God forbid anything happened. But, you know, also I wouldn't want, in addition to people's comfort level as guests, I also wouldn't want the cast members to feel too overwhelmed. Like if, you know, if the capacity goes up X percent there, then that's like a lot more people to, you know, keep an eye out for masks and social distancing.
Yep. And let me tell you one last thing, because you haven't done a race weekend yet. And I'll tell you what, this is going to be a Christmas that I'm not 100%. The people that do these race weekends, especially the challenges and the longer races and stuff, here's the deal. Around come about December, like the beginning of December, I start freaking out that I'm going to get hurt. Like, because, you know, that's like the time in St. Louis where it starts snowing, you get ice on the ground, you get all kinds of this, you know, and I get out there super early in the morning. It's always dark. You know, it's like, I'm an idiot, you know, like I'm out there and it's, you know, it looked like it wasn't ice on the ground last night, you know, before it got dark, you know, and that was like 4 o'clock the night before I go out there, you know, and the thing is like, I've slipped and I've almost broken my butt so many times. And the thing is like, once you hit December, you know, if you get hurt, like you're not running and you've paid all that money. So like this Christmas, I mean, for the, you know, I'm trying to look at like a little bitty good things. Like at least this Christmas, I'll be like, whew. Dude, if I bite it down a flight of steps, at least I'm not out $500, you know, for dopey. Like I'll be able to relax for once, because I am so clumsy.
Right.
So yeah, that's a good side for everybody.
Worst case scenario, if something happens to you in December, you'll just be cheering me and the other lizards
totally.
On.
Totally. You know, I'll have a vacation. You know, I'll be like, okay, go, yay, go. Well, I'm on my crutches
absolutely.
And everything else. Yeah. No, good attitude. And we'll make it happen. But, going to get out here, try to sneak in one more call if we can, and make that announcement before we get out of here, because I'm super excited about this, because we've been working behind the scenes on this here. So excited.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right,
cannot
Melissa.
Wait.
We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
You too. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let's get in one more call here, and the phones have been lit up tonight. Hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on?
Hey, it's Kristen.
Hey, Kristen, what's up?
How are you?
Oh, wait, is this...
Hang on.
Everybody make sure I got the right Kristen. Roll Tide?
Roll Tide.
Okay, all right.
You got it.
All right. Let's make sure. Okay,
well,
so...
Well, I was calling. I'm loving this podcast tonight. Listen to all the different perspectives, you know, just about Marathon Weekend and Dopey and Princess being canceled and all that good stuff. You know, I guess I'm kind of like you, Mike. You know, Marathon Weekend, gosh.
Yeah.
Talk about a family reunion weekend.
Well,
I mean, it hit. Oh. It cut me to the core to have that canceled. And then Princess, on top of that, same weekend. You know, I know you, and we've talked several times, and, you know, good buddies and all that. And you know I ran. I'm perfect Dopey, perfect Princess.
I know. That's, you know, and here's the, we have some people on our team too that are perfect runners, and the whole thing was they're freaking out, you know, that And I get it. I'd be the same way if I was perfect. I'm not. In many ways, let me just say it. But the whole thing is like, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, do I have to do the virtual? I'm like, if Disney would make them have to do the virtual to keep their like perfect status, I am going to petition. I'll be down there storming the doors. That's crazy.
You know what? I tell you, okay, so here's where I stand on that. First of all, I'm like you. I've been more than blessed to be able to go down every year and do those. I mean, you know, you talk about spend some money back-to-back months and do all that. And I'm lucky enough I can drive down. And it's not quite as expensive for me as some other people. And so I've been very blessed. And some of the girls in my group that are perfect and all that kind of thing, they're getting a refund. They're not doing it. You know, they're like, no, let us wait. It's no big deal. Disney is not going to, the status is not going to be hard if you get the refund. So there's that, all that good stuff. But you know what, mentally, for my own, I've been training and my own sanity, I'm like, if there's a dopey metal out there and I don't have it, what in the world? I mean, dopey is hard.
Now stop.
Dopey is hard.
You got to stop because I've already refunded Princess, but I haven't made the decision on Marathon, but I'm going to. So don't try to talk me out of it. I need that money back. I can't do it. I got so many medals. You're killing me.
I know. The money's so good. I mean, don't get me wrong. The money, and it could be put to, you know, such good right now. You know, I just had to look at it as, you know, it's money I've already spent. And you know what? Mike, I'm going to equate it to this. That year that the half was canceled, and for whatever reason, that was the first year they started giving out, like, the little luggage tags when you went and signed for your waiver and your bib and whatever. I remember seeing that the first year, and I thought, what in the world is this? Like, because it was like, that was the first, maybe it was the first, somebody can correct me on that, but maybe that was the first year that they quit doing the rubber medallions for the 5K. And then I walk out, I get my bib, sign for it, and I get a rubber medallion luggage tag. And I was like, what? What's happening? This is so crazy.
Yeah, well, I love those.
I did too. That ended up being one of my very most favorite Run Disney medals ever, because it was like, you couldn't have made that story up. Half would have been canceled. And then that year we had all just been given a fake half medal.
That's true. What are the chances that the luggage tag was the half medal, the one race that was canceled? You're right. Yeah.
That is so crazy to me. So I look at this whole year, you know, the 2020, the COVID, all that kind of stuff, as far as Run Disney is concerned, and races in general, you know, all that. You know what? Let's just embrace it.
Yeah.
This is just another great testimony, you know, testament to, you know, you're never going to have the ideal weather conditions, race scenario. This makes for a great story, because what I'm looking forward to more than anything is just like what you just said. Hey, I'm still going down there. Yeah. I'm going to run. Yeah. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to love every single minute of sitting at home. You know, I'm not going to go marathon weekend, but I am going to go Princess. And, you know, we're still going to do the whole, you know, run down there and all that kind of stuff. But I'm looking forward to everyone's unique adventure.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because you always hear the thought of, well, you know, it's your race, it's your journey, it's your training or whatever. Hey, it doesn't get better than this.
Well, you're right. And you know, looking back on 2017 with a half, it was like a triumph of the human spirit, because we had less than 24 hours from the announcement to it was, you know, no race. And the thing was, within that probably 12, 18 hours, people had started planning out we ran at the boardwalk. I ran with my daughter and my buddy Scott. We ran the boardwalk to the studios back and forth for 13 miles in the pouring rain that morning. And we saw so many other runners out there, and we're high-fiving each other. Can't do that. we took our lives in our hands. We high-fived the other runners. They're coming and going. And the thing was, like, you saw that happening everywhere. It was happening at Port Orleans. It was happening at Pop Century. Like, guests that weren't even signed up were, like, setting up water stops. You know what I'm saying? Like, the race that didn't happen was probably my favorite race ever. It was really cool.
Exactly. Well, and I tell you this, regarding Princess, so I had 4 or 5 of my girlfriends who, you know, were not even going to go this year. They were like, you know what, it's too expensive, we're not going to do it, whatever. Well, now that it's gone virtual, they've all signed up for the virtual, and now they're like, hey, guess what, we're coming with you. We're going to go to Princess because our not paying the full amount for race registration just cut their trip basically in half, price-wise. So now the race that got canceled is bringing us all back together.
And, you know, I got to,
you know,
I agree. I mean, it makes it reasonable. And the thing is, that's why I'm just going to I do love the medals. And, you know, it's somebody, who was it just a second ago in the chat? I didn't even think about this, but the ears. Somebody said they're going to miss the ears more than anything.
Oh, the ears. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I do. I love those ears because you earn those ears. I love those ears.
You do. Well, you know what, but Mike, let me say this. I don't know how long, you know, everybody that's listening to this podcast has been running. You know, maybe like the caller that just called a minute ago, this was her first. Maybe somebody like you and I, we've been doing these, you know, I know I've been doing it from, you know, 2008, 2009. There's people doing it longer than that.
Oh, yeah.
Things come and they go. You know what I mean? So, like, somebody that may have just done it the last 2 or 3 years, they've only known the ears. Or somebody that, you know, did it 10 years ago was like, well, gosh, I miss all that. I only ran at Disneyland. You know, so things come and go. So that is one thing I would say to every single body listening to this podcast, is just enjoy and embrace what's happening now in the moment, because things are going to come that are better. There's going to be things that are going to come that you don't like and you look back on or whatever. But you know what? Take lots of pictures.
Yes.
Take lots of pictures. Document it all. You know, get all your friends together. Go and, you know, just make the most of every single time you go, because it may not be that way the next time. I mean, I can look back at my pictures and my things. I've got mementos from, you know, years ago that I think, oh, I wish they'd have done that, you know, now, and they don't do it.
Yeah.
So things may not last forever, but they're always great in the moment.
Well, too, and you had a great post. You had such a great post, though, about Princess, about what it means to you. And I think so many people – like, my good buddy Alan is in the chat. Now, he's perfect marathon. He's run every marathon.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine
that? He's 20.
And he ran the Disneyland marathon the one year they did it out there, because he's from Anaheim. So the thing is, like, there's people, I mean, I think I have a lot at stake because I've done a lot of these race weekends. There's people that are way, way, way more into this, that have more, you know, history with Run Disney than I do. I don't pretend to have as much as many other folks. But the thing is, this means a lot to all of us, but we're going to make it through. We're going to rally together. But the thing was, when you posted that message on Instagram about what Princess Weekend means to you because of who you get to run it with and how you waited patiently for your daughters to get old enough to run with you. That's really the spirit of Run Disney and why we do the things we do. It's who you run with, honestly.
Well, it is. And you know what? My kids, you know, we ran the first 5K was that Circle of Life 5K, like in 2000. Oh my gosh. I don't even know. 8, something like that. I'd have to go back and look at the dates. And my kids they've done several, you know, but I just waited and waited for my kids to do like a half marathon, you know, because I knew they would love it. And I've got teenage kids now. So I thought they're going to love this. And that post that you were talking about, I mean, I literally left the castle and I lost it. Like, I cried like a baby. And my girls were like, Mom, oh my gosh, are you hurt? Like, they thought I was hurt. And I was like, no, I'm totally okay. I'm fine. You know, and Disney, I know I'm not speaking for my own self because I see it all the time, but it's an emotional place for a lot of people. Like, it just means so much on so many different levels.
Yes.
For not just running, I mean, like, across the board. And so, you know, it hit me to the core to not be able to go down there and run these races and be with my friends. And, you know, I look, I'm not going to lie. I can't tell you how many times I've crossed the start line of a 5K, 10K, half, whatever, and see Mike Bankhead on the right at the start line.
Yep, I know.
Hey, I'm in. Or I come into Ticket Transportation Center and I see Ricky or, you know, I mean, or you. I mean, before you started running. I mean, I just, there's so many things I could go on and on and on and on. But the bottom line is I'm like you. We'll get through it. Embrace it. Love it. You know, there's so many different, you know, angles. Get the refund. Do the virtual. Still go. Don't go. Whatever. But at the end of the day, like what you were talking about, even though it's canceled, but you can still give so much money for give the kids, you know, raising, oh, my gosh, the village. I lost my train of thought.
Kids the World. Give Kids the World, yeah.
Yes, I'm looking at the initials in my brain. But there's so much good that can come from what has happened.
Absolutely.
You know, so
We'll be totally fine.
But anyways, I was going to just give you a quick little shout out and let you know that. And I appreciate your podcast more than you know. I listen all the time. And
that means a lot.
I mean, I hope to see every single body. If it's not, you know, this year, Princess, Dopey, whatever, we'll see it. But especially keeping up with everybody online, it's so great. And I just, you know, I'm so proud. The Disney community, I tell you what, they're a positive community.
Yeah,
you know, I read these things, and if nothing else, I appreciate that from everybody because I read so much negativity all over. But Disney really is like, well, you know what? It's okay. We're gonna be fine. We'll get through it. We're waiting for the magic. So,
We're not gonna talk about Grand Floridian Orchestra Society or anything like that tonight. Let's just leave that go. That gets people going.
We'll leave that for another day.
We will. All right, Kristen. Hey,
yeah,
bless you.
We'll leave that for another day.
Bless you and roll tide.
All right. Thank you. Roll Tide. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you for the great call. Oh, my gosh. We got to talk a little Alabama football and a lot of running. So check her out. All right. You know, the crime of this is that Kristen and I always go to these Cigna social media meetups over Marathon Weekend every year. They have this thing for folks that have podcasts and blogs and so forth. And we always tend to be on the same. It's always a competition. It was some kind of a competition. We tend to be on the same team a lot, and usually we win. We're both pretty competitive. So I'm going to miss that Disney gift card. That's always a prize from Cigna. Shout out to Cigna. All right, how about an announcement, right? Because we're already 5 minutes over. I know a lot of people have stuff to do here on a Sunday night. Let's get to it. What do we start the show off with tonight? We talked about Give Kids the World. The Lizards got together this past Saturday, raised over $6,300 with the virtual run, thanks to Russ and Mike and Wade and everybody who got together and organized that, and everybody who strapped on the sneakers and got out there this weekend. Thank you. You know what? How about we do a little bit more? This year is going to be epic. Now, you're going to have to follow along here because more details will be coming, but I am able to announce something that people have been asking about for quite a long time at this point. We'll talk about this on this week's shows as well. If you're listening on Thursday, you'll hear some yesterday on the Wednesday show and on the Friday show. And if you're listening live, we'll talk about it tomorrow as we record on Monday. Confusing enough? We're bringing back the live Give Kids the World show. All right, we're going to do the live Give Kids the World show. Now, this show is going to be epic. It's going to be better than ever because we haven't done it for about 2 years because we had things come up. I moved. We had some health issues, and we were trying to do it. We just had a lot in 2020 happen. We've had a lot happen, but we love Give Kids the World. They are the angels among us. We're going to always, always support them to the highest level possible. We're going to give all of our resources to support Give Kids the World. So that being said, here is what we're doing, and we are so, so excited to partner with Give Kids the World on this show. Now, we've always done the Give Kids the World live show, you know, 12-hour show. We've got together, had interviews with people around the Disney community. We've, you know, talked to folks. We've played games with Matt and Nate from Wedway Radio. We're going to do all kinds of stuff like that. However, this one's going to be different. And here we go. This one is going to take place. You want to know a date to put on your calendar? It's going to be on Saturday, December 5th. Saturday, December 5th, 2020. We're going to wrap up 2020 with the most positive way, the most amazing thing we can do. 2020 hasn't been the greatest year for a lot of folks, right? What we're going to do is we're going to churn it around on December 5th and say, you know what? 2020 was amazing because we rallied together and we raised money for Give Kids the World. Now, here's what the show is going to look like. It's going to be a 6-hour live broadcast. Used to be 12. This time it's 6. And here's why. Ricky, Pam, and I are going to be broadcasting live from Give Kids the World Village on December 5th. That's right. We're going to be down at the Village ourselves, and we're going to be broadcasting from the Village, and they're going to have what's called the Night of a Million Lights. Now, this is something that if you're a local or if you are somebody who may be there over that first weekend of December, remember, no Pop Warner this year. That would normally be Pop Warner, not Pop Warner this year. Get a room. The thing is, on that night, you can tour the Village over at Give Kids the World in Kissimmee. They're going to have all the buildings decorated. They're going to have Christmas lights on everything, holiday displays everywhere, little snacks and so forth. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have more details on exactly everything that's going to be going on, but think Osborne Lights, right? Think Osborne Lights at Give Kids the World. They're going to sell tickets. All the money obviously goes to the Village to check out the Christmas lights. We're going to be there broadcasting 6 hours. Just come on. We'll interview you. Cop on in. If you're a listener of the show, we'll talk to you live on the air, raising money. And one of the biggest things over the past 5 or 6 years is the auction. The auction is going to start on that Tuesday prior to us being there on Saturday. The auction is going to start on that Tuesday. That's called Giving Tuesday. We're going to have, so far, Ricky has over 100 items that's going to be up for auction. All the money to Give Kids the World. We've had donations from our listeners. We've had donations from corporations. We have a lot of stuff happening. But December 5th, I'm going to be there the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th that weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if we're in the parks, let's meet up. Let's ride something. Let's have a good time. But we're there to be at the Village on Saturday all day. 6-hour live show. I might go a little bit longer, but we're going to be on the air the entire time from Give Kids the World, walking around, showing you the Village, live broadcasting so you can see it all. But do plan to join us either to donate during the live call-in show. We're going to take your calls, or just come on down if you're a local or if you're visiting Walt Disney World on December 5th. It's going to be amazing. More details to come, so be ready for that. But if you are somebody who has the opportunity to go to the Village, put December 5th on the calendar. Come see Pam, Ricky, and I. We'll be broadcasting live. I'm so excited. From Give Kids the World for the second time. It's going to be amazing. All right, more details to come on that. I was just so excited to get that out there. We just got to go ahead this afternoon. I've been looking forward to this. We've been working behind the scenes on this so long. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back again this week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with shows for you. I love you guys. We turned, a bad week. We had some bad news. We're going to make the best out of it. That's what we do. All right, you guys have a great Sunday night. If you're listening on the feed on Thursday, thank you for being there. Have a great night. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.